should get used to praying for 3 hours at night when nobody's awake. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you're cool, you're complete, you're whole. You don't need the validation of people to make it seem like you are doing something. If you don't have that mindset, you'll be robbed. What will you be robbed of? You'll be robbed of a genuine faith or a genuine walk with God. And you start impressing people. You know, you even impress the right people. It's fake people you impress. You impress me. It's fake people you impress. Are we together? Yeah. So the way you are seeing everything here like this is actually the way I want you to live your life, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know? Many people in life are so, you know, when all of you start making money, now I want you to maintain your simplicity. You know, still be wearing your t-shirt and jeans. You know, don't start giving us gold chain, you know. You know, hallelujah. You put Jesus, you know, because you know you won't put anything. You say a Christian, you put Jesus, gold, you'll not be. You know, are we together? As a man, I want you to primarily be satisfied with your family. You know, it's your wife, your children. You get. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, God is so good. It's human beings that always complicates the situation. So today we're going to be looking at, you know, we started a series before that's overcoming life challenges. You guys remember? Do you remember? All right. Are you sure you remember? All right. So today we'll be continuing. I don't know. I want to do a recap, but the recap is like a fake. Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? You're hearing the issue, are you? Yeah. The recap is like a fake. You know, you guys are so. And I have to say this. You guys are. You know, I have to let you know. You guys are very amazing people. I have to let you know. You know, for real. You guys are very amazing people. You know. Listen to you guys conduct yourself. It's very inspirational. You know. You know. And it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. In the verse I've seen gift sing or hearing her sing. I was around in worship, but I was hearing her sing where I was upstairs. And I could hear the energy. Maybe she sings with passion though. Does she sing with passion? Yeah, she sings with passion. That's powerful though. For like you're 12, I'll be 10. How old are you? 13, okay. Yeah. But a 13-year-old to be talking and, you know, she's talking with confidence. That's, I tell you, I don't know if you've seen Angel before, but trust me, you've had an encounter with Jesus. You know. You don't need Angel, in case you have not seen Angel or you've not had a vision. You know, like God's power is at work in you. You know, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know. So, also looking at Daniela is not around, but looking at all of you guys, you know, working during the sound guys, during the AAC and everything. And this is actually great stuff, you know. You know. All right. So. Overcoming life challenges. Can we say that together? Can we say it one more time?
Overcoming life challenges.
Can you say it with energy and passion?
Overcoming life challenges.
Yeah, overcoming life's challenges. So the reason for this teaching is that I want you all to be masters of your life, you know. I was listening to a women's conference. Not this church, another church. I like the church, so I was listening to the women's conference. And one of the things that, you know, so we were talking, you know, various topics, various women came and they were talking. And one I just picked was that, aside what they were saying was the word of God and was true. But then it occurred to me that there is a way that you are meant to know God early. Truthfully, I tell you the truth, there is an advantage to knowing God early, you know. And there is a way that if you don't know God early, it's almost like you have to be doing lots of window dressing, you know, in the later years of your life. You need to be doing lots of, because you need to be doing lots of, let's salvage the situation. How many of you have had a gen, maybe a tiger gen that it has packed up, but occasionally the gen guy is coming to just, you know, just do what he can do. 5 days later, it's owned. To pack up again. You know, there's a difference between gen of 10 years and gen of I just bought today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So many people's lives are like maybe a 1982 car. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, many people's life are like that Land Rover. outside, you know. You know the Land Rover I'm talking about. Now. If you just come outside of the car, yeah. Like, imagine you want to fix that car now. You know, where will you start from? You know, even the faith said, where will you start with this car? At this point in time, you don't know if rat has even given birth inside the car. You don't know what's going on. You know? And so many people's lives are like that. Many, the thing is too old, it's too rickety, or it's like trying to upgrade a motorway bus. Hallelujah. You know, bus from here to Yaba or from here to Ikeja, yellow bus. Like saying you want to upgrade the bus and put AC inside. You know. I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And the reason why it's like that is because foundational principles in many people's lives are not set. So it's almost like you have to, you know, for example, during the conference, you know, they were telling women about how, you know, I know you've come here, Lagos has dealt with you. You know, your family is giving you wahala, all sorts of things. But I want you to know that there's a word for you. Where I said amen. And it's true, you know. That's not the point. The point is that that's a conversation for battered souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most of you, if I come to your parents' house, I can only talk around. For instance, some of you now, I can't yet tell you know your parents now that the Lord is showing me that you're going to be sent as a missionary. You know they chase me out of the house with bro. Yeah, how to be political? How to say, don't worry, God has great plans for her. What the plans are, I'll just hold it to myself. But how to say, God has great plans for her because. On a foundational level, because the foundation is not right, there is a kind of conversation that you can't have. And it's okay. God is able to sort you out at your level. But then the advantage that all of you have here is that you're knowing God at the formative stages of your life. Huh? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Let me just say this, by the way. If there's anybody that doesn't know how to speak English well, just listen to what I'm saying. You would know how to speak English well. So just be listening to preachers, so Pastor Lalo, whoever is preaching, Pastor Lalo, Papi, you know, they would. Your English vocabulary would improve. Hallelujah. So if I say a word now that I've never heard before, don't tell me to come down to your level. That's what I'm saying. You just be hearing it. Your mind will be coming up. So in your formative years, right, there is a way if you know God and you engage God, then what it means is that God is at the very foundation of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
God is at the very foundation of your life. And so, it's the foundation that determines what can be built. Okay? There's a kind of foundation that you can't build a skyscraper on. There's a kind of foundation that if there's earthquake, you know there's some buildings, if there's earthquake, the building will be shaking. But the building will not fall. Hallelujah. Yeah. We don't have those in Nigeria because we don't usually have earthquake in Nigeria, so there's no point building it like that. But in places where there's lots of earthquake, like in Japan, you know, where they always have earthquake every year, you know, the way they build their buildings, there'll be earthquake. The building will be wobbling like, you'll be seeing it wobble like this, but the building will not fall. You know, you can Google it, let me go on YouTube and see. Why? Because of how the foundation is. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, in southeast part of Nigeria, that's Enugu, Anambra, in all those places, there's something that we have. It's called soil erosion. What soil erosion is that the is like the ground is like cake. No cake now. You know, if you don't make the cake well, or maybe even if you make the cake well, if you just press the cake like this, the whole thing will just, yeah. So the ground is like cake. So you can have normal place like this now, where rain should fall, you know, and mud and everything goes in. You start seeing the road. So you can have the road start breaking by half. Start breaking by half, and then, you know, if you have Google soil erosion in Anambra. Or Google soil erosion in Enugu. If you see any image, just show it. Right? Meaning the ground is not firm like that, like that, like that. So you have to be very careful where you're building. It's very funny. Yeah. As you can come, you just come back from work, your house has disappeared. You know, it has just gone. Your house has just disappeared, you know. That's similar to what Jesus was also talking about, building house on sand. You know, you remember the parable? Right. There's someone that builds house on a rock. There's someone that builds house on sand. And when you build house on sand, when the problems of life come, the house will wash away. You know. So, you all have a very great advantage. I tell you the truth. You are meeting God and the formative years of your life. So you all have the potential. It is my intent, you know, to make you masters of living. Are we together? Yeah, that's my intent. To make you a master of how to live, you know. So the first thing that we want to say is, what is man? Or the first question that we want to answer is, what is man? Can we say, what is man?
What is man?
Can I say it as well? What is man? Say it again. What is man?
What is man?
Yeah, what is man? It's a very interesting question because if I ask that question and people start telling me all sorts of things, which is fine. You know? People debate on what man is, and they debate it like it's a biological debate, meaning you have a diagram of man. In a biology class, the answer to the question what is man is biology diagram. I mean, meaning you have the diagram. Then you start saying, this is head, this is neck, this is chest. Abino? Yeah. So at times we have that debate it's almost like we're doing spiritual biology where we say, what is man? We would then say that man is a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. Abino? Yeah. And that's serviceable, you know, but that's not the real answer to that question. What is man? You know, it's a human intellectual answer to the question, but from God's perspective, that's not the answer to that question, because even biologically speaking, if I say what are you, you will not say you are your brain or you are your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So when we say what is man, we're not talking about the components of man or the makeup. We're not talking about the cellular makeup, you know, when we say what is man, what is a question of purpose. Are we together?
Yeah,
I guess it's funny what I'm saying. Yeah. A way to maybe phrase it is to say, what is the purpose of man? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you need to know what you are. And when I say, what are you? You know, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm a spirit being, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. When we say, what are you? I'm talking about what is your purpose, you know. Why? Because it is from your purpose that you gain your identity. Are we together? Are we together? Let me put it this way. What is a phone? You can say a phone is a device that I use to communicate with people here and there. Abina? Yeah. But another person can say a phone is how I'm making money. It's what I'm using to make money. Do you understand what I'm saying? One is talking about the functionality. Another one is talking about purpose. Okay? Hallelujah. That's why when we're looking at manhood, we focused on manhood as regards family. There is no, yes, a man does not need to be married, but the whole purpose of manhood is around family. Without that, there will be abuse of manhood. And so similarly too, when we say what is man, just generally speaking, we are talking foundationally around purpose and identity. Okay? That identity is what makes us understand what and who we are. And it should form the basis for how we exist. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let's look at some scriptures. Let me just explain one or two things. Let's go to Psalm 8 from verse 4. All right, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? So, this question is asked by David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
David is the one asking this question in this song. I say, what is man, you know, that is making you mindful of him? So what we see here is that in God's mind, a lot of the space in God's mind is occupied by man. Hallelujah. Are we together? Please hold this thought, because it's going to be very, very important. You know, a lot of God's space in his mind is occupied by men. You know, God is mindful of us. And this is why you always need to know that you are always living before God. Hallelujah. Are we together? You are always living before God. Let me explain what I mean. God is a spirit. Huh? Are we together? You are not primarily a spirit, but a physical being. Please, you need to understand what I'm saying. You are primarily existing in the natural realm. It is how God made you. Okay? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Even though you have a spirit, you are not a spirit. Man is... The whole point of man is the physical realm. That's where God gives to man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together? So you can't separate man from his body, or you can't separate man from the physical, this existence that you are in. So you are primarily not going to be seeing God with your eye, or hearing God with your ear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You exist in the mind of God. I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. Meaning, when your existence is that your primary, you know, God's approach to you is that he's always thinking about you. Not that he is appearing to you. Do you know what I'm saying? When God looks at you, he doesn't necessarily want to appear to you physically. That's not his priority. He can, but that's not really his priority. He just wants to think about you. As I say, my thoughts that I think towards you are good. It's very important to him that he's thinking about you and that you too are thinking about him. Are we together? So when I say you are always living before God, what I'm talking about is your thoughts. For a human being, when we say we are walking with God or we are hearing God, the primary way is thinking. I guess you want to say?
Yes, sir.
In fact, I've discovered that most people that are always saying, God told me, God told me, God told me, are lying. God did not tell them anything. They're crazy people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did I say? Yeah, it's crazy people that hear voices. Huh? You should not be hearing voices. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. You should not be hearing voices. So, why do people want to hear? People want to hear voices because there's a lust in the soul. It feels good, you know. And Satan is ready to give you. Satan can talk to you. You know, it's not a. If you want vision, Satan will give you vision. That's not you need yourself, you can give yourself a vision. You know. A lot of people that say they have spiritual experiences don't have spiritual experiences. They are hungry. Huh? When you're hungry, you begin to hallucinate. It's part of the effects of hunger. Are we together? Are we together?
Yeah.
Like, people don't like this, you know what I'm saying? Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Don't worry, you'll be fine. I'm the one I'm training you. You'll be fine. Lots of times when you fast, you need to reduce your desire for spiritual experiences, because when you're hungry, you're very prone to hallucination. Your mind doesn't make up something. You can be hungry and you start smelling food that is not there. You know, no?
Yes,
you start smelling food that the food doesn't exist. You just, I'm smelling rice. Yeah. Your mind can play tricks on you. So the way you want to be guided, right, is through your thinking. Or fundamentally, what does it mean when you are experiencing change, transformation? What does it mean when God is talking to you? It is that your mindset is changing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that your mindset is changing. That's what it means. You know. For example, that's why I said that her work result is a very great testimony, because you don't know her mind the way me, I know her mind. Hallelujah. Are you learning?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. So how do you spot a fake spiritual Christian? Is somebody that is there? If overcoming life challenges, hold on, pause this thing. Leave this thing. What is wrong with this thing? What is wrong with this thing? There's something that is wrong. Look at it. What is wrong? Who can tell me what's wrong? Who can spot something wrong with it? Talk now. Just say anything. Not the heel. What's the correct phrase? Overcoming life challenges. That's correct. That is wrong. Now, this is what I want to say. If by this time next year, anybody, Now, as I say, you people did not know it, Abby. Okay. If by this time next year, when you see this thing, you can't spot it immediately, I know this phrase is wrong, but your prayer life has increased, you have not grown. Hallelujah. You have not grown. Your mind is not improving. That's what it means. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your mind should always be improving. Number two, I asked it for, you see, I asked it to show me, you are showing me the wrong picture. I asked it to show me soil erosion, AI, this thing. Now, I give him a task to show me, please, follow, this thing is important to what I'm teaching. Are we together? I gave him a task, right? I said, show me a picture, you know. He showed me a different picture. Why? Why? Huh? Thank you very much. Because his mind is not with me. He's not following me. He's doing his own thing. You understand? Right? He's doing his own thing. His mind is not with me. Okay? Now, I'm just trying to tell you how I think and how I judge you people. I know who is growing. I know who is not growing. Some of you think you are not growing. I know you are growing. Some of you think you are growing. I'm telling you, you are not growing. I know who is having an encounter with Jesus. I know the phases of growth you get, right? Now, it's fine. It's fine. That's just a statement of where he is at currently. Hallelujah. So it's fine. Okay? Now, I will only judge growth based on those small things. I don't judge you based on you saw a vision. It means nothing to me. You understand? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I know that he's growing when his mind is not able to operate well, you know. And don't laugh because so many of you, your mind too is not operating well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's fine. We're all growing. Me too. I'm growing. Let's go back to Psalms 8. Is it Psalms 8? Yeah, Psalms 8. What is man that you are mindful of him? So I said all of that because, you know, there's a phrase that was used by Bible when, by Moses, when the bread of life entered into man. Man became a living soul. Hallelujah. When God breathed into man, he became a living soul, right? And the soul is the place of the mind. You see, what really makes us like God is the capacity of our mind. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? When we're made in the image and likeness of God, there's the capacity of our mind. It's one of the major things. You know, you have a mind like God, or potentially you can be like God. That's why we can have faith. Huh? Are we together? Angels don't have faith because their minds are not wired to have faith. Hallelujah. Are we together? Angels don't have faith. They exist in a realm where they see. We don't see. We see inside. Do you get what I'm saying? Right. Meaning we see in our mind. Huh? Angels don't have imagination. They are seeing everything. They are matching other kinds of beings. And they are friends. You know, they are part of the family. They are a different type of creation. Man is existing in a realm. And that's why it's very important that he must exist in the physical realm. Because without the physical realm, you can't express your godhood. Your godhood is that you can create from inside. Are we together?
Yes.
When we say you're like a god, that's what we are saying. Huh? You have that same nature and capacity. So you can understand why man is very precious to God, because we are really the ones that look like him. Do you get my point? Huh? Not necessarily body shape. That's why God is not unfair. That some girls are finer than others. It's not an unfair thing, you know. Anybody that is praying to God, now, God, you are unfair. You didn't give me big hips. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. Why did you That gave big hips and you didn't give me big hips. That's not the point. The point is that you are more than your physical stature. Hallelujah. Are we together? In fact, Peter was telling us in, don't go there, he was telling us that, you know, when God even talks about beauty, he's also then talking about the mind, how the mind is operating, talking about inward humility. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And the Son of Man, that you visit him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, man is very precious to God. How do you know he's precious to God? God is always thinking about men. God is also always watching men. Are we together? One of the things I wanted to say when I was talking about physical and spiritual is that you're always before God. So God is always watching you. And you see, it's not, that's why Jesus Christ will say, Christianity is very simple. If it does, the thing is there, just read it and live like it. If you want to stress yourself, you start bringing all sorts of complex things. But Jesus will say, for example, that when you want to pray, enter your closet. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's a very, very profound statement. It's profound on many levels. On a basic human level, in terms of communication, how you communicate, you know, God is saying, Jesus Christ is saying, if you want to pray, enter your closet. But he's not speaking literally. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, right? If you say it's the word of God, you know, you can say it's the word of God. That when we pray, we should enter closet. If you not enter closet, you are a madman. Abina, you are a madman. So even when God is talking to us, he's talking to you with the understanding that your brain is working. You should know that he's that closet is just is a figure of speech. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So your mind has to work. You understand? Someone cannot come and say, it's the word of God. Is it not the word of God? So let me just enter closet. This is where I should be praying. Amen. So God knows what he has created. He knows that you're a reasonable, I can talk to you. You understand? God can use a metaphor. All the things I've learned in English literature, he can use a metaphor, he can use a simile, he can use hyperbole. You know what I mean? He can exaggerate. You know, at times you see God talking in the Bible, you say, I'm going to kill you. You know, and later he won't kill the person. He was exaggerating. He was just expressing his anger at that point in time. Later he changed his mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, let's go on. For you have made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him. Can we say crowned him? Can we say crowned him? With glory and honor. Are you reading this thing? You have made him. In fact, there's a little story around this verse in scripture. This is a very problematic verse in NKJV. I don't get into it, but let me just say it. I mean, it sounds hot. So, the word here, angels, is Elohim, okay, which is not really angels. It's God himself. It's used interchangeably. At times, it's angels. At times, it's God himself. But these KJV guys, when they were translating it, it was a very problematic scripture because if you say you've made man a little lower than God, you have brought real problem. So they then, because it's interchangeable, Elohim coming God, Elohim at times is described as angels. They went with angels, you know, because that one can, you know, it's more palatable. Because the political matter, you know, there's a king, and they are saying that man is a little lower than God. Now, why should there be a king? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, the people who are scared, the transcribers, the translators, or the scholars. So they said, let's go with the angel version. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You remember what this dominion means? Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember? What does it mean? Just for those of us that have forgotten, or those of us that were not there. It means governance, okay? So it means to improve. Hallelujah. All right? So when it says you have dominion, dominion is not, Zion, wake up. Dominion is not our oppressive. Dominion is not domination. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Dominion is not domination. Domination is witchcraft. You're not meant to dominate anybody at all. You're not meant to dominate anybody. Dominion is governance. Dominion means that it's like you are the president of Nigeria, and then under your presidency, the economy is getting better. You get that kind of thing. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. So what does that mean? That means that man's purpose is to make the earth better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
Huh? Are you following what I'm saying? Man's purpose is to make the earth better. Your purpose is to make the earth better. Are we together? That's your purpose. Is to make the earth better. You have put all things under his feet. So that's why all things were under your feet. It's so that it can be better. Do you get my point? Right? It's not so that you can be the one being fat. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? If they make you class captain, I don't think that it's time for enjoyment. No, it's time for suffering. You know? Leadership is suffering. It's not enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? If you make a class card, it's not time to retaliate all the people that wrote your name in Noisemaker. It's not time to to do your own back. All right. Verse 7. Okay. Yeah. All sheep are not clean up. You can change it. That's why one of the... in everything, as much as lies in you, don't be a dirty person. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, don't be a dirty person. Hate dirtiness. Okay? How many of you have passed Ojota and you've seen that hot heap of trash and stuff like that? You know? Hallelujah. That place, you know, that place is so dirty. The smell is even coming to the main road. You know? Now, I want to guarantee you that if you do church there, you will not have the presence of God in that church. Hallelujah. Are we together? Our place is not worthy of church. God is not there. He's there technically, but he's everywhere. But you will not follow it to that place. It's evil spirits that are in dirty places. Are we together? How many of you have seen that place, Makoko? You know, Tomiland Bridge, now that place where the shanties and things like that, you know. When you are an ungodly person, your solution will be, let us go there and do cool there. It's ungodliness that is making you think like that. You know. When you are godly, what you think is, let's demolish this place. This is not... Human beings are not meant to be living like this. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, human beings are not meant to be living like that. Why? You're meant to improve. Okay? You're meant to improve. Don't go there and start doing church and start saying that we are preaching to the lost souls. No. Demolish that place. Send everybody out. If you're going to go to your village, go to your village. It's not by force to be in Lagos. It's really not by force to be in Lagos. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So that is how God sees man. God sees man as, that's the purpose of man. So when you say, what is man? It's not saying man as big head, man as, you know, that's not what man is. Are we together?
Yes.
Man is made to have dominion, you know, over the earth. Are you feeling what I'm saying? That's what man is. Let's go to Isaiah 66. Are you tired? Are you tired?
No, sir.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, sir.
All right. Rose, are you tired? You're cold. Okay, let's read this, you know. Why did you say this? You wanted to endure it. All right, please. I don't know. Can we, let's get the remote and read this. Isaiah, walk fast. I don't know, Zion, I don't know. You like, man, I don't care for this. You don't be bouncing. Yeah. He's a great guy. Does anybody want to be a social media influencer? Why are you laughing? No, I'm serious. Does anybody want to be a social media influencer? Chris Apple, you want to be a social media influencer? Not really. But you're already doing something. You have an account. You have followers now. So should be. I know you might think I'm saying nonsense. Although you might think I want to discourage you as by his word or something like that. No, I'm not going to be. I mean, I won't force you. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you want to do it, you know, take it serious. Take it as a career. You know, I'm serious. Take it as a career. Be a social media influencer. All right. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Now, for you to, let's read verse 1 and 2 in NLT again. Let me see what's it to say. Because there's something I want to say, and I just want it to be simpler. Yeah. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that? Could you build me such a resting place? My hands have made both heaven and earth. They and everything in them are mine. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who tremble at my word. So God here is making a, you can go back to NKJV. God here is making is it running outside? God here is making a, we'll call it a dichotomy. But what I mean by that is that he's like bringing two things. This is what this is. So he's showing the difference between two things, right? And that's what dichotomy is. And what he's saying is that I don't have a place of rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I don't have a place of rest in heaven and on earth. But I, remember what we said again, God is watching. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
God is watching men. And so what I count as a substitute or what I count as a place of rest is to be looking, when I want to rest, what I do, my hobby is to be looking at men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying? All right. This is very important. Okay? Why is this important? This is important because as men, because God is fixated on us, because we are the apple of his eye, what it means is that, it's a very simple word, but I want you to just hear it. What it means is that God gives us attention. Amen.
Amen.
It is easier to get God's attention than to get my attention. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Samuel, are you here? Are you here? Huh? It is easier to get God's attention than to get my attention. So maybe I've texted me, I didn't reply in like 3 weeks. Huh? Are we together? But there's nobody here that called on God and he did not immediately answer. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes,
there's nobody here that is starving of God's attention. Huh? There's nobody here that God is not watching. God is watching when you're awake. God is watching when you're in your bathroom. God is watching when you are shitting in the toilet. God is watching when you are sleeping. Like, there's nobody here that God has removed his eye from. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Nobody here. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're doing bad things, God doesn't look away. If you're fornicating, God is watching you. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? If you're stealing, God is watching you. If you're lying, God is watching you. Man commands God's attention. Look for that scripture for me where God is saying, my eyes are roaming to and fro the earth. See, all God. The majority, well, God doesn't exist in time, so it's a wrong description. But if God had 24 hours, like 90% of that 24 hours, God is just watching men. God is just looking at men. That's how he works. He's looking at us. He says, but on this one will I look. So he doesn't look, he's not looking, you know, it's not that he's not seeing everything. No, look is it's describing intent, meaning what's his eye. For example, now, as your eye is like this now, you are seeing everything, but you are not looking at everything. Do you understand? I'm saying you are seeing everything. This whole church now, you are seeing everything. You are seeing these lights, you are seeing this TV. But you could be looking at me, you know. So looking is, what's the focus of your eye? Okay? So, he's in heaven. He's seeing everything that's going on. He's seeing everything. He's seeing everything Satan is doing. He's seeing everything. Okay? But he's looking at men. But on this one will I look. And that look is not, it's not like, you know, it's not like you have to pay him to look at you. Okay? You don't need to pay him. You don't need to. Have you seen it? Yeah, let's see it. Can we read it together? One, two, go.
To show himself strong on behalf of those who have to him.
All right. You can imagine, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. God is just looking everywhere. Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
To show himself strong. So he wants to show himself strong. He wants to reveal his glory. Okay? And for him to reveal his glory, he has to find people that are operating or cooperating with him. So I think it is so simple. It is so simple that you can give an offering of 100 naira and God is looking at you when there are people giving 1 million naira beside you. He's not sitting there. Remember the story of Jesus that went to the temple? I mean, he started looking at people as they were giving offering. You know? Let's go there. They are giving offering and he started looking at people. That's his nature. He's always looking. He's looking. Offering time is watching. He's always looking at people. And everybody was giving the offering. Everybody was dropping it. And then the widow came and gave her last money. You know, and he said, this woman has given more than everybody combined. Hallelujah. So can you tell yourself, God is watching me?
God is watching me.
Can you tell yourself, God is watching me?
God is watching me.
Yeah. Huh? He's not monitoring you. He's not watching you to monitor when you are doing something bad. Because if that was the case, your leg would have broken since. You understand? It's not like your parents. You know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes,
do you know how many of you are evil people inside? You know, all of us are evil people inside. All of us are evil people inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is seeing everything. But there are some things in you that he hasn't even brought up yet. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Meaning, he can see you. Everybody is like full x-ray. He knows the depth of everybody's heart. So even you yourself, because everybody doesn't know the depth of their own heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are we together? Not everybody knows. You know, there are people usually say things like, I can never do this, but they eventually do the thing they said they could never do. Why? Because even they themselves, they don't know the depth of their own hearts, you know. So my point is that if there are five evil in you that you can see, God can see 5,000. And he's not talking. He's not angry. He's still working with you. Let's be working. Let's be going on and on. Let's be going on and on. Hallelujah. Are we together? He sees everything. Yeah? He sees everything. He sees every thought, every single thing. Everybody like he's seen. Like, there's nobody. There's every girl you like. Yeah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
He sees everything. There's nothing that he does not see. Anyway, so what does this all mean? Huh? What this means is that we can command, or not that we can command, but we have God's attention, you know, because he's mindful of us. Okay? So it doesn't take long to... There are only two things that can make you... even your thought of being distant from God is a lie. Meaning, you know, if you sin now, you'd be like, oh God doesn't love me again. That thought is a lie. Hallelujah. Huh? It's your conscience that is deceiving you. So, as a child of God, don't worry, it's fine. Let's go on because of time. As a child of God, or let's quickly read it. Go back. 20. Is this it? Sorry? Mark 12. Mark 12, verse 41. Okay. Mark 12, verse 41. Now, Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which make it quadrants, you know. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Is that all? Okay. Now, the reason why, you see, it's not natural to make this observation, okay? The natural observation to make, all human beings will make the observation that the woman did not put much in the treasury. Hallelujah. Even you yourself. If you say now, it's my baby, people should bless me. And someone sends you 1 million, and another person sends you 200 naira, obi. Will you not say that the person that sent you 1 million sent you more? That's what you say, right? But the reason why Jesus has this perspective, two things. First off, like I was saying, he's looking more based on what is happening in the mind of the person. It takes a lot because it takes a lot for somebody that needs to be given. It means you don't see yourself as a needy person. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? Everybody wants to collect. Right? But for somebody in their physical needy state to be given, what it means is that that person does not have the identity of a needy person. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? The person is in a physical condition. The person is a widow. The person has little money. But there's something in the person's mind that the person is still saying, I can contribute to something. So while the person is in a disadvantaged position, this widow's mind is not in a disadvantaged way of thinking. Physically, she's disadvantaged, but mentally, she's not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember what we said, that is spirituality, how the mind is operating. So Jesus sees that and says, this woman has given more. Why? Because everybody is giving out of their abundance. This woman is giving out of her lack. So clearly, her mind has matured more than the rich people. Because we are not sure if the rich people's bank account should drop. You know, let me teach you something. Rich people are the most stingy people on earth. It's harder to collect money from rich people than from poor people. Yeah. It's hard, you know. It's very hard to collect money from rich people. The rich people that work very hard for their money. Kai. The rich people that work very hard for their money. It's hard. It's hard to collect money from rich people, you know. If you're a chef, you'd rather work for an average person than a rich person. Yeah. There are chefs that have not collected salary for like 3 months now, but they are working for a billionaire. Yeah. Are we together? Same way if you're doing business, you know, you'd rather do business with normal people than with government, you know. Like one contract doesn't mean that you have money yet, though. It can be contracts. And maybe they've not paid contracts for 4 years now. They've not paid them. And maybe this government will go now. Next government will just cancel, you know. You just start, you begin to Abuja every day before you collect money. All right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, there's that business that you guys started. You guys need to start another one. I don't know. You guys need to start another the business of catering and stuff. Someone needs to. You know what I'm talking about now? I think Deji, you know, you people's company, you people's team now. Huh?
I ready.
Yeah. Okay, many of you don't know. So you need to start another business. Just look for something in church. You need to be taking care of someone, but just start another business.
Okay.
Where were we? You were saying something now, Christopher. Yeah. Ayana. Yeah, spirituality is how your minds are operating. All right, let me begin to close it. So your first identity is what I will call a worshiper. Say, I'm a worshiper. What I mean by this is that I God pays me attention, or God gives me attention. You know, worship is just living before God. Hallelujah. Are we together? Worship is living before God, meaning worship is that God is watching you and that your life is giving him glory. Then he then has the singing songs and things like that. But primarily, it is just about living before God, and that's who you are. So you're somebody that makes God happy. Hallelujah. I need you to know that. Okay? I need you to know that you make God happy. When you obey God, you make him happy. You're making the greatest being, the creator of everything, happy. That is why. When we go into the later things, although I'll say it now though, one of the major warfare or one of the major weapons that you have is still your mind, meaning the word of God that is in your mind, that you understand. That's why you have to pray. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You have to pray and say, God, let this thing be real to me. You know, you have to pray for light and revelation. You know. Was that a fan in the upstairs? You have to pray for light and revelation. I guess you know what I'm saying. You always have to pray so that your mind will operate like this. You need to know. It needs to be how you think. You know, you need to take on God's identity more than your surname. You can't be walking a life based on your surname. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Do you know what I'm saying? Huh? Imagine now you know there's some people that. There's some people that, if you know, your mind will change. Imagine you have Dangote's number now. You know, even though you are broke, you'll still be walking like it. You know, it's all too disrespectful. Like, do you know whose number I have? I call. You understand? Right? Maybe your uncle is IG of police, you know, and then one pout is harassing you. One boy is harassing you. Maybe somebody's harassing you. They say you have to drop money or something like that. You can just be calm. You know, even if you just know your brother is a soldier, you just be calm. Like, Bro, let me not open this phone or what's going to happen here now. let me calm people down. Why? Because of what you know. You know, that's why when you learn how to fight, usually when you learn how to fight, you become a very calm person. I don't mean street fight. I mean professional fighting. You know, when you become a boxer, you become a martial, because you know when somebody is disturbing you, you're like, ah, bro, I beg, let's solve this thing peaceably because I can damage your throat. You know, let's just, please, sir, let's calm the thing down. You know. Why? Because that thing of, do you know who I am? It's because you are nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you say, do you know who I am? It's because you are nobody. That's why it's Nigerians that say it a lot. You hear it? Because in this country, we are nobody. This country is a dead country. There's nothing. Nothing is going on in the country. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, nothing is going on. I believe. You see, it's people that don't know anything that will be past glory. Nigeria is the past glory kind of country. Nothing is happening. Even women can't even qualify for World Cup again. You know, our women, you might not know. Our women national team, they didn't qualify for the next World Cup. That's how we are falling so low. You know, it just past glory. You know. Yeah, I mean, the country is it's not a good place. Nigeria is not in a good place at all. It's not a good place. You know. And you need to know, because lots of times when older generation have made mistakes, they'll start prophesying to you that God still has plans. People need to know if the only hope of this country is not anybody above 45, there's no hope. The only hope for this country is new people. It's a generation. Once a generation decides that to make Nigeria what it will be. You understand? And you should know that you should be comfortable with that. You understand? Because you're a child of God, so it's purpose we're living for, not living for. You'll be good. I mean, if it's you individually, you'll be good. You know? But as a country, forget it, there's nothing. Just like a village. You know, it's like a village. Are we together? Yeah. And I'm saying it on purpose. Because a lot of you, what you're calling testimony is village to somebody else. You know, it's so poor. There's so much poverty in this country. The poverty is too much. Guy. And poverty is affecting, you know, we are thinking like our mind, we are beginning to think like animals. You know, our mind is coming down, you know? You understand? Somebody now will have money and his thought of enjoying the money is to be spraying the money on the road so that agbero's will be rushing. In nature, what pattern does that fit? In nature. It's not like when there's chicken on the road, you're not putting corn. The chicken is not, everybody is not rushing for the corn. Is that not the pattern of it? You know? Yeah. How do people are seeing us? As the brain is going low, we are beginning to think like animals. And we don't even know. We don't know. Country is just a... So when we say you are light, when we say you are light, meaning or rather, you are not meant to, because that's why you should know who you are, so that you will know what does it mean when a Christian is having dominion. It's not to, you know, what does it mean for a society to improve? You know, I've told you guys before that advanced societies don't have much cars on the road. Are we together? The sign that the society is advanced is that the average person can travel from here to Ibadan in very good condition. You don't need to be rich. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So it is about knowing your identity, so that you would not, because if you don't know your identity, you will have lost the primary battle, you know. There are many problems in life. Don't worry, I'm closing it in like 10 minutes. There are many problems in life, but please stay with me, because you know, the word is that you have to endure it. You know, sit well. You have to You have to stay. Don't worry, we'll talk about these things in our longer meeting. You have to learn how to stay. Staying power is important. Very important. Because God is not, you don't rush God. That's the thing. You have to learn how to be patient. You know? That's why we pray for long. We don't pray for long to boast. You know, we pray for long because we're waiting for God. So, what was I saying? What do you remember? I said the good society is this thing. But I was saying that there are many, what I was saying was that, thank you, Holy Spirit. What I was saying is that there are many problems that you have on earth, but it's the primary problem that all men have, and that's believing the lies of Satan. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's the primary problem. Okay? Believing the lies of Satan. Okay? Satan is a liar. Hallelujah. And he's the god of this world. What that means is that he's the one that shapes, part of what it means is that he shapes the thinking of the world. Are we together? Because remember, I told you spirituality is how you think. Okay? Let me give you an example. You see, one of the, for example, the example I was giving about people thinking like chickens, that is high-level demonic activity. Okay? It's major principalities that are operating in the minds of people. But everybody is still behaving normal. Everybody is still behaving rational. You know, it doesn't mean that they are possessed by evil spirits. They don't need to be. You understand? Because even Christians that have the Holy Spirit are thinking like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? So, what I'm talking about is not possession. Possession is another issue. In fact, even possession itself is still based on thinking. What I now understand about demons is that demons is actually our thoughts that attract demons. That's why it's not every unbeliever that is possessed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right. Every unbeliever is unsaved, right? But even though you are unsaved, it doesn't mean that you are automatically possessed by a demon. There are still unbelievers that are just normal people that are just unsaved, right? Some are possessed by demons. So even unbelievers still have a level of resistance to demons. Right? Functionally, in the spirit, the way you open yourself up to a demon is based on how you think. Okay, that's why pornography is very bad, because it exposes your mind to demons. You know, that's the real reason for pornography. Functionally, it's a trivial sin. It's trivial in the grand scheme of things. There are many more things that are more egregious to God. But it has such a damaging effect on an individual, because it exposes you to lots of demons. Same thing with masturbation. It's a very trivial thing. There's nobody that is masturbating that has one large dragon beside him. It's a very nonsense thing. Is a completely nonsense. There's no how fornication wants to do you. If on your way to your girlfriend's house, you see court is fighting, there's no how the thing is. You go back home. You understand? Like, it's such a trivial, it's a non-issue. You know? But because the major stronghold is just on the mind, that's just where everything is going. But it's a completely trivial issue. You understand? God is not angry with anybody that is. It's the lie of Satan. If there's anybody here that is masturbating, you just need to get to a point of deciding that you are done. You understand? There's nobody here that God is angry with or that is. You understand? You just need to. You just need to decide. I'm done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So. I know the religious people, it doesn't, you know, because it's sexual sin. Yes. And of course, it's sin, so it's bad, but I'm just letting you know that it appears huge to you. Something can appear huge to you, but in the spiritual realm, it's just one small monkey, like it's not a, you know. And something can be simple to you, but it's a serious matter. Yeah. For instance, a man that doesn't want to walk is a serious demonic issue. Yeah. Demons are feasted on the man's mind. There's a serious demonic issue. Well, a man that is comfortable, he's just in the house, the wife is making money, he's just in the house enjoying, drinking, the wife is coming and going out, he's just serious, not real village people. Real village people. You understand? But it seems trivial. You might just say, oh, he's a lazy man. No, he's not just a lazy man. Hallelujah. So the woman should know, don't joke with men that are not hardworking. You know. Satan is the one on his mind, like, you understand? Like, it's not a, and the deliverance he needs is very tough deliverance. It's not easy to change mindsets. Most likely, he will not be delivered. Most likely. You know, useless men don't change. Now, how many useless men change? How many useless men do you know have changed? Now, when they married their wife, they were useless. And then at 55, you know, changed. It doesn't happen yet. So most likely, it's going to be like that. It can happen. It's possible, but it depends on the man. Hallelujah. I just went down this road. All right. So Jesus Christ was talking to children of Israel, talking to God's people, and he called them salt of the earth, light of the world. Abi now. Salt of the earth, light of the world. So fundamentally, our identity is that we are solution providers. Can you say I'm a solution provider? God has given dominion over the earth. Yes, so God has given you dominion over it. So your primary identity, someone, are listening to me? Your primary identity is that of a solution provider. When you are solving problems, you are in your God mode. Hallelujah. Are we together? When you are solving problems, that's how you are flexing your God mode. You're not flexing your God mode when you don't flex your spirituality, maybe when you are doing this or doing that. You're only doing that if you are called to do that, right? So you shouldn't have a desire to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Because we're not all called to do that, right? But primarily, you're in your God mode when you are solving problems. Are we together? Yeah, you're in your God mode when you are solving problems. So you have to be, and that's also one of the signs that you carry an anointing. Okay? There are phases of development as a young believer. One of the phases is the oil begin to work in your favor. You know, or the Lord will begin to put oil on you. And one of the signs of that phase is that you'll be carrying on responsibilities. When you are, where's Aisha? Jesus says, huh? She has? Okay. When you are anointed, one of the signs is that there'll be problem that people will bring it to you. It will be the problem that you want to solve, but people will just be bringing problem to you. So I'm not saying that it will be the thing that you want to do, but you'll just be noticing that people are bringing responsibilities to you, and that what is demanded of you is higher than what is demanded of other people. Are we together? Hmm? If something is demanded of you that is higher than what is demanded from other people, you shouldn't just say, ah, but you're unfair. No. Are we together? Huh? We can't all carry the same weight because we don't all have the same strength. So life is not that everybody will carry the same weight. Do you understand what I'm saying? The stronger person will carry stronger load. Okay? So if you're stronger, if God has empowered you, the implication is that he will put higher burdens on you. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
yeah. So that's your primary identity. You have to see yourself not on the basis of what you lack, but what you can give. Do you understand? Because Because let me tell you the truth, what you can lack will not disappear. Huh? Are we together?
Yes.
In your life, you always have something that you are trusting God for. Amen. Do you know something? You always have something you're trusting God for. If you have anything you're trusting God for, you're like a hollow. That's what you are. The people that you see in life that don't have a mindset that have a mindset, a wrong version of the mindset. There's a good version of the mindset. That's where we'll end. But the people that have the wrong version of the mindset, which is that I don't have any problem, they usually get that mindset as a result of wealth. Okay? So maybe you are the son of a billionaire. Right? So you grew up thinking you don't have problem. Right? But people like that are usually like zombies. Okay? They're just walking through life. They are dead people. I tell you, they are dead people. I've met a child of one of the wealthiest people in this country. Pure zombie. Like, there's nothing is happening. Like, he might as well just go to heaven. Like, there's nothing going on. You know? Don't know how to talk to people. You don't know how to greet. Have you not seen all these videos now? Maybe, I don't want to mention people's name. Maybe all these, there's one guy now, maybe he's trying to do influencing work. I think he's the son of a rich person. They're usually very dense people. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Very dense people. They have no sense. They just talk no sense. Like, and you know, because human beings worship money, you know, when you have money, even your normal talk, that's one thing that annoys me about human beings. You know, when you have money, you can just come and say, bring the bottle of water. You're such a funny man, sir. You know, I never thought of that. You know. You know, these are very strange creatures. You know, the guy is talking nonsense. He's a stupid person. It's okay for rich people to be stupid. There's nothing, you know. So when the wrong way to live life is to be comfortable in wealth and let's say I don't have problem, what you would just be a zombie. I tell you the truth, you would just be a. That's why most wealthy people, the children are usually something else. I mean, really wealthy people. It's not compulsory. It's not compulsory. You can train people to be different. But usually what happens is that children are usually completely useless people. You know. And the money will always finish. That's the thing. Yeah. But how God wants us to live is that He wants us to carry His burden. Can we say carry His burden? Can we say it with energy? Carry His burden.
Carry His burden.
When we carry His burden, we'll look at it here. I'll just say it on close. When we carry His burden, what happens is that we are not. It's actually an unfair transaction. Okay? Because what we are dropping is not equal to what we are calling. It's an unequal transaction. Hallelujah. What I'm referencing is when he said, take my yoke, my burden is light. Okay? Are we together? Huh? When we transfer our yoke to Jesus' yoke, it's actually an unfair transaction. It's like using 2,000 naira to buy 2 million naira. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It's like you're using 2,000 naira to buy 2 million naira. Or it's like you are, you know, maybe $1,000 and, you know, something like that. It's an unequal transaction. And what it means for us is that we can only fundamentally not believe the lies of Satan, be free from problems, when we take on his body. Okay? The problem of life is not the problem. It's the weight of the problem. Okay? There are people that lost 5,000 naira and committed suicide. There are people that feel jammed and committed suicide. Right here. Now, feeling jammed is completely nonsense. They're like, everybody has feel jammed in Nigeria. Do you understand? Right? It means nothing. You get. Our current president did not go to secondary school. So at least in Nigeria, he can still be a great person. Even without university degree. You understand? Are we together? Huh? All through life, just like now, I just said, now who wants to be a social media influencer? There are people making more money that did not go to. Look at how much money Pella is making. Abina? Again, right? So if you're a logical person, you should not be so sad that you feel jammed. Your life has not spoiled. If you are being logical, it is logical to think that your life has spoiled because you feel jammed. Are we together? All right. So why does it feel so bad? Because of the weight. Okay? And the weight is gotten from words. But look at that next week. So when Jesus says, let's do the exchange, Jesus is saying, take on the weight. Jesus is not saying, I won't give you a problem. Jesus will give you a problem. Just that problem does not have weight. Do you understand what I'm saying? The problem will not pull you down. But it's a problem. You know, even for, I mean, following Jesus, they can cut your neck, but it's still less, you know. Them cutting your neck is less of a weighty thing than paying rent. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes,
I'm serious. I'm serious. You know, or paying school fees. You know, so the power of problems is not the problem itself; it's the weight of it. You know, that's the power of it. Is the weight of it. And the way Jesus wants us to live, the way Jesus wants us to live, if you can live that way, if you can live that way, in life, you are meant to be a very, you're meant to be weightless. You know, you should be very free. You understand? You should have signed your life away to Jesus. You know, you need to sign your life away. When you sign your life away, you become free. Right? Because there's nothing that is troubling you again. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you just need to sign your life away. Just, you know. You need to live the kind of life that nothing can faze you. If you don't have house, come and live in church. Come and put mattress in church, you sleep, you wake up, you go and buy biscuit down the road. You need to live that kind of life. Okay? If you can get there, your life will be so. You have strength. You'll be a very strong person. And the funny thing is that you will never be sleeping on the road. You will always be living in a good house. You know. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we'll continue next week. Let us rise and share the grace. So next week we'll continue looking at how to the proper mind to have to overcome challenges. Hallelujah. But I want you to have this in mind that there is nothing that you see that is what it looks like. You know. So we spoke about masturbation. It's all just the lies of Satan. There's nothing that is that huge like that. Nothing. You understand? Huh? For instance, see the ease at which you guys are getting admission, Christopher's mom was telling me about how her tuition, I mean, it's not admission, something was paid, was sorted out, just, life is cheap, there's nothing that is that huge, you know, like that. Are we together? Yeah. But just the lies of Satan, you know, the noise. You know, that's how you confuse people. You make noise. You know, I can be a broke-ass person. You know, for instance, some of you now, you don't know I'm a big shot in my career. You just think, well, you just pass a Canada that's coming to church. Yeah. Why? Because, I mean, there's a good side of it. But it's good, you know, but you don't need me to call a Lamborghini before you know, you understand, all right? So don't be a man. Don't be the kind of person that until you see big things, won't treat it well. You know? What we'll talk about next week is thankfulness. Thankfulness is spirituality. It's high spirituality. You know? I'm the kind of person that, you know, somebody will do something for you, you just, then when a big man comes, you, no, they're a devil. All right. Because life is cheap. Okay? All right. Let's share the grace.